start your day the terror way, Rabbi Motti Opposen.
Okay, Shaila is, we go to a Simcha on Shabbos. Bigger, we're going to discuss, going to a Kiddush. There's many, many Shailas that come up, many interesting topics as you go along through the Simcha, all different issues that need dealing with. The Marshal, someone asked me recently, he wanted to make a Kiddush Shabbos morning, and he knew there'd be loads of children there. He wanted to entertain the children, keep them away from disturbing the adults who are very busy with Avod Zakhoidesh eating the cakes. So he wanted to make a jumping castle. Very simple, stick the motors on time switch, 11 o'clock in the morning, up comes the jumping castle, and when everyone goes up 1 o'clock, time switch will switch them off, the jumping castle will collapse, and those few hours the children will have entertainment. Not a bad idea. See, some of you are thinking you want to do this every Shabbos. Can you do it on Shabbos or not?
Only time switch
you want to
be used for lights.
Oh, so Ramosha Tekamach, but you can't use time switch for anything except for lights. Lemaisa, people don't know like Ramosha, Harai, they use time switches for all sorts of things on Shabbos. But, so this jumping castle, is there any problem? Sounds like a great idea. Sorry? Oh, the problem is Chazal said you're not allowed to do, they were talking about a mill, they used to grind the flour. You're not allowed to do something on Shabbos, or get someone to do something on Shabbos that makes a noise. People will hear the noise, and they'll come to suspect you're doing it on Shabbos. Because normally, the marshal back to the mill, there's no way to grind flour unless you're doing it by hand, and you're going around grinding, or your animal's doing it, which is also awesome. The Chazal will go on anything that makes a noise. The classic shayla is dishwashers. You want to make a dishwasher on time switch again? Be a great idea. Friday night after the meal, fill it up, close it, an hour later, on it goes, cleans all the dishes, Shabbos morning, fresh dishes. So there you've got, as well, the problem of the noise, of Shmuel says, making a noise, and Chazal will go to anything that makes a noise. So to this jumping castle, the Chayr, it makes a noise, it's, the machines make a lot of noise, and people come to suspect you put on Shabbos, it brings to the Shailah of alarm clocks, why not have an alarm clock? Also makes a noise, forget it's meant to make a noise. So there you could say that it's generally accepted that alarm clock you set a couple of hours or even a day before. Therefore it's understandable that it didn't go on Shabbos. People have alarm clocks that make them sing songs, right? You got put on your phone, you put a song on. So in the middle of the next door neighbor sleeping and Shabbos morning hears, you know, the song rocking away next door. But there you'll understand it's an alarm clock and it was set before. But anything else that makes a noise, that doesn't be a problem. Fans, air conditioning, also a little bit of an issue because they make a noise as well. So that's a very slight noise. They can take us out and go on such a thing, and that as well, people generally set beforehand, but a jumping castle, not so common, it's on time switch. The general practice is put on the spot, on the time, therefore, that would precious be also mitzad that. You have the old shayla, nowadays people are getting very fancy. We have cakes and biscuits, they have writing on, pictures of Chosna Kala, Bar Mitzvah Boy, Mazel Tov written on. The name of the Bar Mitzvah Boy, the name of the Chosn Kala. All these things as well pose a big shayla. There's the famous Dogma of Ovah, which brings, which is makel, for children to eat it. For adults, is a bigger shayla, it depends on how it's made. But you must be wary of what you're eating and what's going on, because these things can pose a big problem. There's another interesting shayla someone showed me recently. We know before Shacharis, it's not really the Zman of Kiddush. Shabbos morning. It's not really the man of Kiddush, therefore someone is a chayla and needs to eat Parshas Kini without Kiddush. The shayla is, what about before Musaf? Rosh Hashanah people eat before Musaf, Simchat Torah people eat before Musaf, make Kiddush before Musaf. So the Shulchan Aruch says a chayla as well is allowed to eat before Musaf, and you make Kiddush and eat. Why? Because a chayla can't manage too long without eating, therefore the zman sudah for a chayla is any time after Shacharis, even before Musaf. Says Rosh Shleim Zalman, who's not known for his chumras, he says, if someone is a chayla and Simchas Torah Rosh Hashanah, they want to eat, he says, maybe it's not this man a sudah for them. Maybe this man's sudah is really later. Before Musaf is only for a chayla. Says Rosh Shleim Zalman, if you make Kiddush before Musaf, he says, maybe you should be making Kiddush again afterwards for your heavy meal, because the first Kiddush was invalid. Why? Because then it wasn't this man's sudah. Only a chayla is allowed to eat before Musaf. Regular person can't. Now, if you go with this, it can be quite complicated, because there's many times, we said Rosh Hashanah and Simchas Torah is usually the classics, but there are times people make Kiddush before Musaf. So according to this, maybe you have to make Kiddush again. So he doesn't say clearly what to do, he said Tzarachim. And he says, he told me a kiddush again afterwards. So there's an Indian to do if someone can. Shabbos morning is Barak off and Sachakol, say as many times as you like. So therefore, if you can, when it comes to the meal, someone stay, you dance till morning, come home at 2 o'clock, you want to make your sutta, you already had kiddush, so he told me a kiddush again, because his choysh is not really as a man's sutta by the first kiddush you made, and therefore your kiddush earlier was not, you were not able to with kiddush. Which really brings to the next shayla. The next shayla is very negar. Someone goes to a kiddush, he hears kiddush, comes home, and his wife or kids, parents, wanted to make kiddush for them. What's the problem here? The problem is normally we make kiddush, very brag often, you drink a revius, we don't say halag efen. We don't bench on the kiddush. Why do we bench on the kiddush? Because the kiddush is tzorich hasuda. Hey, if you can't eat your suda without kiddush, so the kiddush is tzorich hasuda. Because it's the tzorich for the suda, it's schlepped into the meal, it becomes part of the suda, and the hazan on the meal patters the boy brag off in the wine that you drank. So that alagefen doesn't, you don't do, because the hazan patters the kiddush even before. Normally you eat something for the suda, so shachs the suda. If you eat something which is completely no shachs the suda, levashul, you have something which is shakal, bowl of ice cream, you work backwards, you have a bowl of ice cream for a meal, then you wash. That ice cream is a bar nefashos. And if you remember in the middle of your meal, you didn't say bar nefashos. In the middle of your meal, you say bar nefashos. And if you eat ice cream, you forget to bench, you forget to say bar nefashos. You wash, you're eating your meal, you remember, you've got to say bar nefashos. Now in the middle of your meal, say bar nefashos, because it's completely independent of the meal. So to the hagofen, you made kiddush, why don't you bench even in the middle of your meal? The answer is, it's tzorich hasuda. Hey, you need the hagofen for the meal. So therefore, it schleps into the meal, and it's all connected, and hazan passes it. Comes the question, I read that kiddush earlier, I make it again now for my parents, wife, kids, whoever wants. So this kagofen is not tzorich hasuda. I had kiddush earlier.
You drink wine again in the middle of the
anyway. Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. If you're not drinking any more wine, you're just having your kagofen and eating your meal. So my kagofen is not tzorich hasuda. I had kiddush 2 hours ago. They need kiddush? Okay, that's their problem. How can my kagofen not need the bracha achrona if it's no shechus to the meal? Oh, if you don't drink a revius, that may also be an etzah. If you drink a revius, which is kedai to enrim, that's kiddush, then what are you going to do now? So, there's various etzahs. Sometimes Shev Alev, his mekel, haven't seen it. He says he's mekel because it's tzorich hasuda for them, which is a bit of a chiddush. Again, haven't seen it, I'm not sure, but could be he says that. But oh, any other options anyway? And my answer, Shaila is quite a big Shaila anyway, because Mishmura says, someone makes kiddush for himself. You come home, Friday night, you make kiddush, you need kiddush. Even then, Mishmura says it's a sofik of tzorich hasuda. Even though I need it for the meal, Mishmura says, be'etzem, there's a shayla if you need alagefen. So he gives various options. One option is, he says, which will work in our case as well, if you mechaven, when you bench hazan, it's working on the kiddush as well, then it's covered. That means you make hazan at the end of the meal, regular hazan after the meal, and you think they should patter their wine I had before the meal, it'll work as well. And Mishmura says, you should always do this. Even when you need legitimate kiddush, you haven't had kiddush, you mean kiddush for your meal, you should still cover on it by benching, you should cover it. Yeah, you drink with them, I drink a revius. The other option is, which is very, very practical, very easy, I try to do this every meal myself, very easy. When you finish making kiddush, you drink the wine, you leave a little bit at the bottom. And then in the middle of the meal, you finish that bit off. As long as you drank more wine in the meal, the hagofen now is shaykh to the meal, because it covered the wine which you drank after you made hamoitzi. So you've got the wine after hamoitzi, that wine, where was the hagofen? Ah, before the meal. In that case, the hagofen before the meal becomes part of the meal, and hazan will always cover it. That's the simple answer.
Shamash as well?
No, because shamash and anyway you part of, because you had hazan. You've been, so you made hamoitzi, part of the meal. Yeah, it will cover it, but the fact you drank other drinks here, you could say it's after the meal. So, that's an option, you drink a little bit more wine in the meal. Other option is the other people make kiddush themselves, you don't even make kiddush. But you must be aware of it, because it could be that you have often never had alag efen on it. There's other shalas in the gate as well. The marshal classic is Meir Brachas. We know in Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch says, you should eat extra food at Meir Brachas. To get to a simcha, you don't need to feel bad anymore. You're just being kind of mitzvah, Meir Brachas. And someone's house, they used to bring out a tray at the end of the meal with nuts and sweets. He called it the mitzvah tray. Suddenly he didn't feel guilty anymore eating all these chocolates. So he said, you need Meir Brachas. So you come to a simcha as well, a kiddush, you have to count. You know, you need 20 brachas on Shabbos, sounds a little bit more sometimes. So you come to Shamzach, as in Shamzach recently, so on, and put after he benched, he got up and he starts to give like this with his fingers. So he thinks, I'm working out what I'm up to. The Briskov got a diuk. In the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to count your Meir Brachas on Shabbos, to know exactly what you're up to. So you need 20 besides all your meals, very simple. Before you come to dessert, you have your eight Adam Shakla, it's three. Shamzach can get eight Adam Shakla, Mzoy Salmich Barnafoshes, it's five. Same in the Kiddush Shabbos morning, with Hakofen, if you do Kiddush twice. Before you know it, you're covered. So another thing is, beware about Simchas, you should see everyone walking out. You should start doing your maths and check what you're up to with your Me'erachas. When it's a Chiv, people get very carried away with all different other Inyanim. This is a Chiv, Chiv Me'erachas. Every day the Gemara says a Chiv to do. Now you must be worried that you've caught your 20 extra brachas on Shabbos. Another problem with the Kiddush is people sometimes don't watch how much they're eating. Now, what Ram says, we say in the Zemiras, Soyed in boy levorach shalish palmen. Soyed in boy levorach shalish palmen. With soyed boy, we eat on Shabbos, levorach shalish palmen. To have three, to pen three times. Says that what Ram Pshat is, a person eats, you don't know why he's eating, maybe he's hungry, maybe not. Maybe he just wants to enjoy himself, maybe he's covered Shabbos. But when a person eats and he's careful, he knows, especially now in the winter in England, it's a perfect example, he knows he finishes the meal at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, before he turns around, it's time for Shalosh Shudos. So the Soyed in boy, they eat, levorech, they eat in order to bench again. I mean, in the first meal, they eat little amount, so they'll be able to wash again in another hour to have another meal. The Soyed in boy, levorech, Shalosh Shpamim. So as you go to a Kiddush Shabbos morning, you have to make sure as well, you're Soyed in boy, levorech, Shalosh Shpamim. Come on, when you're too full to wash, you could be not hungry. You're running into problems with meals, so you have to be mekayim the soyed boy levorich. You eat in order that you can wash and bench again, so you mekayim your shalish sudas and jabs. So you have to be aware of it. But besides that, we know as well there's another problem of eating too much mezonos. Anytime you have mezonos, if it's mezonos, eat too much of it, you run into problems of benching hazon. Mishpura ba'ezim schoish for dalet bein, which is a very, very small amount of four eggs, probably the amount of a plastic cup. Mishpura, as he says, you should be choish for that, not to eat that amount. There are makilim, he brings makilim there, rishonim ha'makel. So you can eat a little bit more if you make it like this, rishonim. But you must be wary of how much eating. I'm all the guy who's like a kid that thinks, oh, challah, no way can I do challah now. I get for sure to bench hazon, there's no challah in the world. You should sit down and bench hazon. You have to be wary. Yeah, well, no. Only this kazayas. Tichas is pras is just to be kind of the mitzvah achila. Once you've eaten a meal, even over 4 hours, but it's a lot, and you're full, achiv hazon, the whole lot. Mezoin is only mezoin, says the tanoim, and you eat it as a snack. Once you upgrade it to a meal, it becomes hazon. Just like if you have a piece of cake with a big meal, okay, piece of cake might not go. You have sandwiches, mezonos with a big crackers with a big meal. Now you're full collectively, all the food together and the mezonos becomes hamoyti. Anytime you upgrade mezonos to hamoyti, treat as a meal becomes hamoyti. So if you come to a kiddush and you eat, so the shleim of a shaita, then you've got a bench hazon at the end. Even if you made the mezonos at the beginning, it's irrelevant. So you've got a bench hazon at the end.
You should wash
before straight. Yeah, I was actually talking to someone. Not the most excited person, but Yiddish guy. Tell me, no, he's not interested because he can't bother washing. So don't wash, it's still Amoytzi and Azon. The Natiz Dam is not Tayla on the Azon. He's still got a Chiv Azon, it's not Tayla Abahar. If you eat that amount, you got to be wary. But then you have the flip side. The flip side is you don't eat enough. How's that happen? There's a Machloikus Rishonim again. How much, when you eat a piece of cake, how much do you need to have Alamicha? A Gzais of cake or Gzais of the flour? By a kiddush, b'zokum soda, where you want to eat a kiddush, the same thing. It's the exact of all the ingredients, all the flour. So you pick up a cream cake, has tons of cream in and chocolate and all sorts of exciting things. There's very little flour in there. Especially you get these eclairs where they have minimal amount of flour. Even in a sponge cake, there's a very small percentage of flour in it. So if you eat a piece of that cake, it's a kazayas, it's a kabea, could be still haven't had your kazayas, tell him, echem, you eat your kiddush, b'zokum soda. So there are two options here. Either you make sure to eat more, not too much, but eat more. Or you have something which is more flour-based, like yeast cakes, roggeloch, these sort of things, which are made pretty much like bread, so it's much more of a floury product. And that, these roggeloch, you have one slice, one of these things, usually you'll be able to get your gazayas with that. But if you have a piece of sponge cake, not only you know how you eat a kiddush, but you ate for kiddush, because your kiddush wasn't valid, because you never had a suda, so you ate without a kiddush, technically. So you never got kiddush makom suda, so you're much worse off. Better not to eat at all than to eat one piece of cake, because you're going to have the problem of your kiddush not valid, or was not followed by a valid suda. So your kiddush, my friend, was never a kiddush, now you've got a problem. Come and eat your meal, you never have a kiddush. So you've got to be wary, not to eat too much, not to eat too little, get it just right, or don't eat at all and make sure to make kiddush later, and it will save you the calories.
Yeah,
so reveals of yain works for kiddush as well, but it's very, very bedieved. And again, you've got to be the guy making kiddush. So if you're the guy making kiddush, you drink reveals, then Mokhma Tzorech or Mekel Trila on that. But it's not the best options. Many hold you have to have another reveals. So we try to avoid that, not to use that as an option. But discussing wine for your Hagofen and for your Suda, come to the next Shaila. This is the big wine versus grape juice saga. Because all these things, like you said, the wine can be a suda, wine sagofen, wine parts of komini mashkin. Chazal said by yayin. Grape juice is a big sophic. Does grape juice qualify as wine? There are many, many problems with this, and they keep evolving over the years. More problems arise. And there are many places who are not happy with it. Why? We know the Gemara says, Sarichit Adam Eshel Shalanovim, a person can squeeze a bunch of grapes, catch a lover, make it, there's no problem at all. So you see from the Gemara, you have Yayin Megisa, you have wine, which is grape juice, it has no alcohol in it yet, it's been freshly squeezed. Not on Shabbos, of course, Erev Shabbos, he knows it for Kiddush. So you see from there, wine, practically speaking, it's grape juice, it's not alcoholic, it's just been freshly squeezed, hasn't fermented, it's still kosher. So some want to say, look, this is the old-fashioned grape juice. So there are many issues. Firstly, one issue is that we have grape juice that cannot ferment. There he's talking about, as Klof and the Gemara already, that it can ferment with time. As soon as it can ferment and become alcoholic, therefore now already it's called yayin. It's yayin in its premature stages. Grape juice has been locked off that it cannot ferment. So therefore now you've changed it, it could be worse than wine. There's another problem as well. We know if you take a food that's not meant to be cooked, you take a chvesa, a cucumber. Cucumber's hadoma. You cook a cucumber, it's cooked now, it's not meant to be cooked. It goes down a level, comes shahakal, you've cheapened it. It comes like a regular food which doesn't have any chashivas of hadoma. It comes like something which is less chashivas because you've ruined it. You've changed it in a worse fashion. You've downgraded it by cooking it. Fancy wines are not cooked. Fancy wines are meant to be the way they are without much of a process done to it. We cook our grape juice. It for sure tastes better when it's not cooked. We cook it so it shouldn't become alcoholic. Many wines are cooked. Mavushal, problem of going touching it. So all these things are nishtana l'gruyusa, it's gone down a level. Once you've cooked something and ruined it, even slightly, even in a very minute way it's been ruined, it goes down a level. So you should go from agofen to shakel. We have apple juice, we have orange juice, we have grape juice. It's a regular juice of a fruit. It hasn't got its chashivas of wine, it becomes alcoholic. It doesn't have a lot of chashivas anymore, and it's nishtana l'gruyusa. It's another reason why the police are unhappy with it, and should go down a level to become shakel. The obvious question on this is, if I cook wine, why doesn't wine become shakel? All wine that's cooked, which is most of our wines, should go down a level as well. There it's different, because once a wine is wine, has the chashivas that it can be mishaker, can make someone drunk, then it's irrelevant what you do to it, you can't change it anymore. Once it's come to that chashivas, cooking it will not take away the alcohol, and the main reason that I go for it is because of the alcohol content. So then you'll never have a problem. But grape juice that's not alcoholic, cooking it should ruin it. So grape juice has its fakers whether it works or not. Yeah, all grape juice, kamat always has to be there. There are techniques not to, but there are cloud all pasteurized. So some pasteurized are at a lower level, not yet, so let's point 75, 85 degrees, which could be better because then it's not really, well, yeah, so let's point fluctuates from 40 to 89, so you've got all those, the area of Suffolk, is it called Mavushal or not? But someone who can avoid using grape juice, because we have so many of these wines now which are low alcohol, much better to use. If you do use it, by the way, the right one to use is the 4.5% and up, because the 3.5% is wine mixed with grape juice, therefore we shouldn't use it. The other thing to know about wine is, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah, the Shulchan brings down from the Agud as well, that if you can get wine, which is not Mavushal, you should be using that over Mavushal. I mean, you have two options in the shop, Mavushal, Eidim Mavushal, you should be using the Eidim Mavushal. The Shulchan Aruch says that only if it tastes better than Mavushal, you can use it. The Mishpur brings from Rishonim, the Shatini brings, there's a mistake there, but look at the Agirah, so you see, he was Rishonim, even if it tastes the same, you don't even mind to drink it. That means the Mavushal is much better, but the non-Mavushal you're okay with, you should be using the non-Mavushal. Now, if you're using Kedem wine, all Kedem wines, all of them, come in Mavushal and Eidim Mavushal. The big bottles are Eidim Mavushal, and the little skinny bottles are Mavushal. The thin ones are Mavushal because they're meant for pouring at weddings, and therefore they were worried that have Gosha waiters, so therefore they made them small. The big bottles, which are not really meant for pouring at weddings, Simchas, those ones are non-Mavushal. So if you... Oh, get to that. Well, I was trying to avoid that, but now I'll have to get to that. Wine, if you anyone can get Kedem wine, and you can get them both, which you can, most wines, you should for sure be using the wide bottles, which are non-Mavushal. Because the Mavushal is only if you can't get the non-Mavushal. Therefore, trying to make a lot of money here for Kedem. Firstly, you should be getting wine or grapes, and secondly, you should be getting the normal Vushal wine, which is the wide bottles. And again, the 4.5% works fine, does the job. And you use that, you've got no problem at all. You can barely feel the alcohol. It's okay for women and kids as well. Won't do you any harm. And then you kind of miss the lechatchila, according to all the kumat. all the shit is asl. Mochem is a met. But be'etzem, it's kind of just too visual chanar, if you're not visual, you've got. Now, making a kiddush on Bromfen on whiskey, you enter a big zone of Suffolk. I was actually talking to someone about this yesterday. I said, I'm giving shit about kiddush. He said, oh, you have to mention that you can make kiddush on a short glass of Bromfen. I said, really? Where's the makor for that? You won't find anyone who says that. You see, he has a deal in a taz and ilchas brachas. Wow, it's the best you can do. He said, yeah, it's mafurish, a deal in the taz. That's quite lame to come along with a deal in a taz to change something which you've got among Avram and Mishabura and the Chayotim. Many say that it doesn't work. So he has a deal in it. So they say that there was the minig by many people back in Europe to make a kiddush on one of these glasses, one of these shot glasses of whiskey. But again, you have to know where you're coming from. A deal in a taz in ilchas brachas. By kiddush, no, everyone says it's no good. Cross the page, you open anyone, ilchas brachas will say it's no good. The only makor you have is this taz. And the taz not talking about kiddush. He's talking about bracha achroina, could be have to make baron afarshis on a shot glass because that's the way to drink it. And even then he's masupuk. So there's very, very little going for you. Someone spoke recently in London about it. And he had a big oil in there. And he mentioned that, he spoke about it on Shabbos, he didn't want to recall it, the clever man that he is. And he said that there's no such thing at all. And the people there in London were very upset with him. And he spent a long time with them. And eventually he explained to them that there's nothing going for it. You got a big problem here. So someone who has a minigazai, whoo. Maybe, you can say that's his meaning, because nowadays, it's not the derech to drink azai. Then that was what they had, and that's how they had a chashivas to it, and therefore it was upgraded to kiddush. To say nowadays has a chashivas as such, it's a little bit harder. Someone who does it, no. But someone who does not have the meaning, for sure should not be doing it at all, because it's very, very little going for him to say that this is kiddush b'chlal. And again, your problem with the suda eating afterwards, you're not eating for kiddush. So you're going to have this problem. In fact, kiddush is the most chomel of anything in the whole, anything we have. But every mitzvah comes Chanukah soon, because chomets, all these mitzvahs, we know you're not allowed to eat before. You clearly can't eat before, another you can eat before. But you're allowed to have a drink. Kiddush, havdalah as well, you want to drink for havdalah, no problem. Kiddush is also to have anything. You want to have a drink of water, nothing. Absolutely, it's the most chomel we have of anything in the whole Kol HaTorah Kula, I think. But there's the Issa Achila complete. Every other mitzvah, you want to have a drink of water, we're never going to say even havdalah. Havdalah is very chomel as well. Kiddush is even more chomel. Absolutely nothing. So if you want to do one of these dodgy kiddushim on one of these bromfen, you're ending this whole realm of Suffolk here, and your whole everything you touch after is maybe a problem. V'achilif ul kiddush. So someone has a minig, we're not going to argue with him, but someone who doesn't, for sure, should keep away from doing any of these tricks. Shabbos by day, the whole kiddush is more makel, yeah. Because it's in Jerusalem, but still, the Suffolk is going to stay the same. If someone really wants to make kiddush on a whiskey, just take a reverse of it. If you're a man, be a man. Drink the whole reverse. We know yain poitzer kol mini mashkin. Oh, this is also a big nizan as well. If it's roiv wine, even when chaznish was said it should be lechatzchila 2/3 wine, 1/3 grape juice, then that's also good. These wines which are very low alcohol is a little bit tricky because once the alcohol goes too low. And you wouldn't be able to get drunk on it. The main thing is yain and mashakas. If you drink 4.5% alcohol, enough of it, you'd get drunk. Once it dips below that, you wouldn't be able to drink as fast to keep the alcohol up to get you intoxicated. So it gets a little bit tricky. But if you do the stronger 7.5%, 11% drink, there's a grape juice is better. But if you use the 4.5, you shouldn't dilute it because you're going to run into shaila if it's still yain and mashakas. Then you come to the shaila, you go to a kiddush, and they. The guy makes kiddush, whoever's making kiddush, the rav, the Baal Simcha makes kiddush, and you have a little bit of wine in a l'chaim cup. You have a wine around, by simchas, they're doing yeshivas, sems, everyone has a little bit of wine to be able to the midst of tasting from the kiddush. Problem is here, you enter another big sofok. We know yayin poitzer kol mini mashkin, you drink a reverse of wine, afterwards you can drink whatever you like, no problem at all. You don't drink wine, you buy a kiddush, you hear kiddush, you yotza, and then you come to have a drink of coke, apple juice, no problem, you make shakel. Once you had wine, but you didn't have a reverse, it's a big sofik, does what you had, pata all other drinks. If you have a reverse, no more drinks on your Coca-Cola, no problem. You don't have wine, make a broch on your Coca-Cola. You have a little bit of wine, less than a reverse, or less than a lugma for sure, you have a big sofik here, does it pata what you had? Is wine so choshev that the minutest amount, you have a piece of bread, right? You've washed famoitzi, you have to eat a shua kebel, but you eat a tiny, tiny bite. Now you can dig into your fish, chicken, whatever you like, no problem. You've made amoitzi, you've got it, your kazayas, your kebel, you'll eat it soon. But a little bit of amoitzi already, you can get cracking into your meal. You have a little bit of wine, it does that pass all other drinks. So the Mangavram says, because there's sofik, you should avoid it. Either drink a reverse, or don't drink at all. the lugmav as well as a bit of the suffolk, or they drink at all. But if you had a little bit, like they give out in a lot of times in simchas, you have this little shot glass of wine, then you have the suffolk now, what do you do when it comes to a drink? The best is, make a shackle on a sweet, chocolates, you don't have a problem at all. But if you don't have any at hand, then you're going to have a problem to make a broch on a drink now. You're stuck. What are you going to do? I'm not sure, because Maharam says you should avoid it, Mishpura brings it down, you should avoid it. Therefore, if you're stuck, you're going to have to, I don't know, find a shackle or wait later and have a drink after you've benched, and then start again and have a drink later. But once you've had this small amount of wine, you've now got a sophic, does it pass a korma in the mashkin or not? And again, this is as well, if you have grape juice, it's a bigger sophic, because grape juice might not be wine clapping this, you've got another sophic. So you should watch out, either don't drink at all, or make sure to have a reverse, and then you've got no problem at all drinking wine. As a sophic as well, we know on Shabbos, by all meals, you're supposed to have lechem mishnah. But as if someone has five meals on Shabbos, five from the lechem mishnah. Come to a kiddush, and again, this is your real meal. You made kiddush just now. So your kiddush makom suda. So you got all your cake in front of you. Do you need lechem mishnah? Now, for lechem mishnah as well, it's got to be a shalem. So if you pick up two pieces of cake, you haven't really gained much, because it's not too shlemus. The others that bring down the chatchil, you should have lechem mishnah. The Shmir Shabbos, again, who's not notorious for his chumras, brings down the chatchil, you should have lechem mishnah, which means by a kiddush you pick up two shlemas, two crackers, two rogel, something which is baked in its entirety, not something that's cut up. If you didn't, you say it's a kiddush l'yisusuda, lechem mishnah nei lechatchila then. If you can, there's a hiddul to try and use lechem mishnah, pick up two pieces which are shlemas, and use lechem mishnah on that. Well, bread, as we always say, mezonos is really lechem. Just if you have it as a snack, it's mezonos. Once you upgrade it, will it taste like bread, then it'll always be amoytzi. But etzem, this thing's better than lechem. So, you know, if you can make amoytzi lechem and oritz. We said earlier that if you eat too much, you've got a problem. Why? Because you are now going to be entering the realm of bread. You've upgraded it to bread by eating too much, and it comes amoytzi. This problem bothered Jews all over the world, as we're famous for our food, until they came up with the idea. In Yerushalayim, of course, hence the name of Yerushalmi Kugel, Lokshin Kugel. Why does that solve the problem? Because if you eat pasta, spaghetti, lasagna, lokshin, whatever you want to call it, these products, you need as much as you like of it, you're never going to need to make hamoitzi. Why? Because there's no tzura of bread. Bread has a tzura. What's a tzura of bread? If you take a slice of bread, even a matzah, cut it or crack it in half, you look inside, you'll see air pockets, air bubbles. As it rises, it sucks in air and it grows. And those air inside, that gives it a tzura of bread. You take a piece of chocolate and cut it, it's flat, it's flush. You take a bread, it's got the air pockets inside. All these pasta, spaghetti, lasagna products, those don't have it. Why? Because you do it in water, so when it rises and swells, it sucks in water. So there's no air in it, has no tzura of bread. So they had a great idea. Take all these lokshans, all these spaghettis, and let's make a ganze kugel out of it. And then you've got mazonos, eat as much as you like, you have no problem at all. That's why they started having these Yerushalmi kugels, lokshin kugels, and eat as much as you like of it. No problem at all. You've got a problem of eating later. As we said, you've got to make sure you're still hungry for your meal, but you've got no problem of shir kvir suda. The problem is, as it always goes with these exciting things, you have many boys come afterwards who said, maybe not. Ramashal Amin Chzizchok, good old Manchester, Rabbi Yashiv, many held that it's not so posh, because once you take this spaghetti and lokshin and you cook it, you bake it, which is how Yerushalmi kugels done, baked or done on a flame of dry on in a pot, it now becomes like a cake again. Once you squash it down, it's one big solid cake, and it can rise sometimes and get a little bit of air pockets in. He was choishish, then now has enough cake again. So according to these shitters, you've lost the whole game, because now you're going to be back to square one. If you have too much, you're going to have a problem. Oh, so it's a little bit. I saw Chaim Kineski as also criteria on what Rabbi Yashiv meant. And he said if it's done in a lot of oil, as they do in some countries, then he says then it's better because it's mamish like it's cooked. But if it's done dry, then he says then Rabbi Yashiv was machmir, and Mechzitzchok is chayish for it as well. It's got a problem of like cake again. Then you have the old shayla. We're not so religious about these two Yerushalmi kugels here, but in Yerushalmi it's a whole theme to the Kiddush. They put the Yerushalmi kugel with the pickle next to it. Then there's a famous shayla of Bishel, does it cook the pickle? So it's a gush, it's a cliche, it's a kind of bishel. Yeah, there's a suffolk over there. But again, it's not so common here in England. Here we stick to potato kugel, health and safety reasons. And if someone does that, you've got to watch out. You've got problems, you might have a problem of bishel. There's another big shatter as well. He baked for a kiddush on us recently. He's making an oif in a few weeks. And his wife's baking. They didn't want to buy. They wanted to bake themselves. No problem. What could be the issue? The problem is, if you bake enough, you'll have a problem of a freshest challah. People are unaware sometimes. There's a chiyuv challah from any product that has wheat in it. Any product that has flour in it. Whether it's donuts, cakes, biscuits, roglach, bread. Whatever you bake, you bake enough, have a chiyuv challah. Recently, this woman wanted to know, she said, what, I understand, I've been baking cakes for many years, never taken challah. I don't know what that's meant to prove, but only cake, just because you've never done it before, doesn't mean there's no chiyuv challah. The reason why people are not aware of a chiyuv challah on cake is because, generally speaking, a cake has 3-4 cups of flour in it. You bake small amounts of cake, you're not baking commercial levels, and therefore you never come to a chiyuv challah. But if you bake commercially, or you bake for yeshiva, for a sam, or you bake a kiddush, you bake a ton of cake, you're going to have a chiyuv challah on this cake. Now, you're baking for a simcha, or you're baking for home use, whatever it is, you bake small amounts of cake, you never hit a chiyuv challah. Every cake has a few cups of flour and is nowhere near the threshold of the chiyuv. No problem, no chiyuv challah. You pull that in a big bag, or in your freezer, or in a big box, or in your car, and take it to the hall. We know there's a halach of sirf sal. Once you take loads of wheat products, sorry, flour products, and put them all together in a box, a basket, a car, a freezer, it now all joins together, because one big batch, and now there's a chiyuv challah. I mean, it started by a bris, and they had a brisket back there where people used to help towards the bris, and asked the woman to the person who arranged it. He said, yeah, there's a bunch of women who will bake for the bris, it's a gemach, and everyone breaks one batch of challahs, and then they will bring it together. Now, it's all a bag of flour, classic bag of flour is 1 kilo. 1 kilo is no chiyuv challah. We have 5 ladies making 1 kilo each. He told me he goes around collecting them all, puts them all in one big bag and brings them to the hall. In this bag became a chiyuv challah. These challahs are now also to eat, and it's all, you can't even eat before you take. For sure, regular bracha, regular chiyuv. Put them all in a bag, collect them together, you've got a chiyuv now. Oh, there you could fight out where's the chiv. There's definitely a chiv. Who's going to have the mitzvah? Okay. But you can't eat it. You've got a tevel here. A tevel knows a chiv misa be'etzim. Today's not the raisa, but be'etzim you can't eat tevel. So this woman is making her oifel in a few weeks. She wants to know. She's making loads of cakes. Put them in the freezer. We have a chiv challah now. Someone has a shayla. I remember when I was there many years ago. Someone has a shayla. They say our kiddush Shabbos for Shabbos morning. I didn't want shayla as a boyer. So they set out on Friday afternoon, but they wanted to get stale, so they covered it all with a giant tablecloth. Now you have a seir of sal, classic seir of sal, it's wrapped up on top and on bottom with a tablecloth. All this cake becomes chiyuv challah, it's tevel, you can't eat it, it's muksa, the tables are bosses. And now is the end of the guy's kiddush. He's stuck, you gotta watch out, I'm only getting chiyuv challah. People make simchas, a lot of times people make simchas, you come Shabbos Shavarochas, and you say to them, who made the challahs? Oh, they're very proud, I made the challahs. He took challah, like, ooh, we forgot about that. What do you do now? You have a big problem, now it's even worse. Someone had the challah crowd by Shavarochas, and they forgot to take, and they came to the Rav, and like I said to him, the challahs are muks, the tables are balls. Say, you need new tables, new tablecloths, and you need new challahs, you got a big problem. You must watch out as well by chiyuv challah, you make a simcha for sure. And if you go to the simcha as well, so the cakes look a little bit homemade, you should maybe be worried. Okay, in England it's better, it's drabonon, it's even less than drabonon. It's a zeichav drabonon. There's more colours by chale chuslaritz. But you've got to be aware of it. If you're the Baal Simcha, everything's properly taken chalera. That's also a big shayla, different cakes with tzav. They can be mekel for sure in chuslaritz. And so it would be more machme. But if you're the Baal Simcha, for sure you should be much more careful what you do. Put the different compounds in the freezer, maybe better. But you must watch out. Once you've got loads of cake together, you may have grown to a chiyuv challah. Yeah, chuzar is not muksa. Yeah, and chuzar is not muksa. You can eat now and take afterwards, and it's all is muksa. So here's better, and if they come from Eretz Yisrael, bring again, people bring matzahs, make them chabor matzahs, bring here. Very excited, come say the night with the matzahs, if you got a challah, it's from Eretz Yisrael, it's muksa. And they've got to find other matzahs to take, and usually if they're making their matzahs, they're not going to be eating anyone else's. So if they've got a big problem, what are you going to do with their matzahs? That's also a shayla if they're touching each other. All these things are sfeikas to come in. So if someone didn't take challah, if you ask a rav, you may be mekel because they weren't touching different types, they put in different compartments. There's also sirufim can be mekel. But if they're properly packed together in a bag, you have a much bigger problem.
The own bag, at the end, you're going to be able to put stuff in my freezer.
Oh, two different people's not a problem because you're very mekel, but I don't want his stuff in mine. Once it joins together, it's all mitzuruf, then you got a problem. Kedima brachas as well, by a kiddush, you go to a kiddush, any simcha is kedima brachas, by shamzach is very classic, they've got on the table all sorts of nuts and shackles, and people are just getting angry with it. We have kedima brachas, mezainas, ha'itz and adam, which is a whole suffix in itself, what you do first, and last shackle, you're meant to work your way through, it's a mishnah. If you don't do it, you said okay, but about it, it's a mishnah, one of them became the mitzvah, as a way to follow through, there's a method to the brachas, and you should follow through. Finally, to end off with probably the hardest halacha, going to a kiddush, which you see, especially not only a kiddush, you go to any reception, any engagement, anything. And that is the mishmor brings down from many achronim. We know when you bench hazon, business bench hazon, you have a meal, you wash, you bench, not so common nowadays, then you meant to sit down. Shalom says you meant to bench, sitting down. Says the mishmor, so to ala mecha. Ala mecha is supposed to say sitting down. Now you come to a very busy reception, engagement, one of these simchas, and usually you have one or two chairs. It's not in a house for sure. You have one or two chairs, and it's, you know what you're meant to do, start sitting down. Then you sit down, everyone knows how much you ate. You're making alamicha. But lemaisa lechatchili, you're supposed to sit down for alamicha, and as I said, it's very hard to do because you don't always have the chance. You see people are more leaning against the wall. You know, leaning could be kishiva dami, could be better. But if you're stuck, maybe that's the option. But lechatchili, you're supposed to alamicha, sitting down, and then you're no problem at all. But if you eat too much, you're going to have to make hazan, and for sure you got to be sitting down for hazan. Okay. Я не знаю, что я делаю.